Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. The Wine Bar. Once upon a time, I joined some actor friends for a birthday celebration at a wine bar. It's the kind of wine bar that I had read about at this point, but had not yet visited, and I was really excited when we arrived and discovered, this is the cool place where the waitress will trade your credit card for a swipe card and a glass, then give us full access to the dozens of wines hooked up to pour meters. Picture it. Bottles all lined up and ready to sample. Price per pour posted above each bottle. Just pop in your little swipe card, place your glass under the nozzle of the wine you'd like to try, hit the button, and there you have it. Wine you probably couldn't afford to buy by the glass right there in a generous sip for you to sample. Awesome. Of course, I'm pretty simple as wine goes. I know what I like, and I like it a lot. So as soon as I tasted the one white and one red that I liked best, I kept going back to those rather than sampling more. I know, boring, boring, boring. Totally not in keeping with the spirit of the place. It's all about sampling and trying out new flavors, determining what's the best fit for your palate, and getting educated about tastes you might otherwise never experience. Oh well. I like what I like, which back at the time of visiting this place, that was a nice buttery Chardonnay and a rich smoky Zinfandel. These days, I'm all about the New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, so tastes do change. Anyway, what does this have to do with acting? Huh? Quite a bit, actually. I was chatting with my actor friends about various bits of advice they'd been given at assorted workshops and in classes and at networking functions all over the course of the years. Actors had been hearing things like, you'll never get cast on that show, you're not the right type for it, or you should always wear jeans and a t-shirt, and probably flats, since you're so tall, or always list directors in the third column of your resume, never production companies. And I found myself bristling at the absolutes, the rules, the musts, the this is the way it is of it all. So, in this is the way it is fashion, I declared, look, anytime someone starts talking about rules and absolutes in this business, add, in my opinion, to the end of the rule and take away what works, leave behind what doesn't. And then I said, yeah, I know, I just said that as an absolute, as a rule. I appreciate the irony. Now, within this same week of this happening, I actually joined fellow casting directors, managers, and agents on a panel for Harvard and UC Irvine MFAs. Here's what to expect if you move to LA after graduation event that I've been a part of, since like 2004 with the Harvard MFAs. One of the panelists brilliantly said about advice and absolutes and rules, eat the fish, spit out the bones. Love it. The analogy that I kept coming up with was shower in the words, but don't bathe in them. For me, the image of just letting what someone says wash over you versus sitting and stewing in those truths for an hour or so really worked for me. But what worked even better was what I came up with when I was brainstorming this particular column and podcast with an actor friend over lunch. We talked about the shower in it versus bathe in it analogy. We talked about the fish and the bones. She suggested maybe advice is like wine, and some is made up from a single type of grape, while others are blends. And then it hit me, the wine bar. Advice is in each of those bottles, dozens of them all lined up and ready for you to sample. You get a swipe card and a glass, and it's up to you which nozzle you visit. If you find advice you like hearing, stuff that rings true for you, information that when you test it out in the real world actually works, well, that's a good bottle for you. But I don't encourage anyone to drink only from one bottle. This is that trap of being in any one class for too many years, not exploring what other coaches could contribute to your craft, that sort of thing. It's the staying with an agent or manager years after you both know you've outgrown the firm because the comfort of the known is so sweet. It's using the same headshot for a decade because, well, it works. Sure, lots of things will work without being the optimal choice. Two Buck Chuck is a fine wine. It'll work. Ferrari Carano does it better. Much better. Perhaps some other bit of advice is worth sampling now and then. While we all have our favorites, isn't there something fun about being in a restaurant, asking for your favorite, being told they don't have that, but that such and such vineyard makes a very similar wine if you'd like to try it out, and then finding it's excellent and a great option to remember for next time? Whenever you hear the wonderful advice of a single person, especially when it's spoken as if it is Hollywood law, please remember that there is no Hollywood law. If there were, believe me, someone right here would have written that book, would have sold a bazillion copies, and would be sharing this week's brilliance with you from her private island. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.